Good morning, a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. And as we start the work week, Alan, let's look ahead to tomorrow for a moment. The key Senate seat sitting in the balance, as the Times headline says this morning, as Democrats make a last push. Of course, in Alabama, Doug Jones, the Democrat, against Roy Moore, the Republican.
David, this is a uphill fight for the Democrats, that's for sure. You got President Trump doing robocalls. You have a red, red state that went overwhelmingly for Donald Trump in the presidential election. Now he's calling on all of them and saying, charges are one thing, but I need you in the Senate in order to keep my Republican majority and to get my program through Congress. And a lot of people are buying it. Then there's the whole issue as to whether or not you will have a African-American turnout, which is huge and which went overwhelmingly for Obama and motivated to come out in a way that traditionally that group has not. So what we're seeing is the question as to whether or not they can be mobilized, none other than our wonderful ex-governor of Massachusetts, Deval Patrick, is down there. Cory Booker is down there. They're doing everything in their power to turn out the vote. If it comes out, all the polls are showing things are very, very close. Nevertheless, there are still some undecideds, and I think you've got to assume that the undecideds are going to go for Moore. So it's Moore's to lose if he does lose it, and I suspect he will win. But if he does lose it, it's going to be because there are a lot of appalled people who think that the stories that have come out, including some of the testimony which is now being televised of the best friend of the 14-year-old at the time talking about what she was told and pallets on the floor and Moore coming out of the bathroom just wearing his underwear, is going to be powerful because a lot of people have sisters and daughters and wives. And if you are a evangelical, this is stuff that does not and should not play well with you. Nevertheless, there is this overwhelming affection for the President of the United States, which appears to be very, very important in this election. I don't think Donald Trump would be out there working as hard as he is right now if he didn't think that it was a pretty good chance that his guy was going to win, because otherwise he'd be separating himself. On the other hand, he did campaign for Luther Strange, who ran against Moore, and he lost. So the president doesn't always control things.
I see an article in the Wall Street Journal. Americans give Trump higher grades on the economy than overall, with U.S. employment rating holding at 17-year low, hiring strong, and the stock market hitting regular records. Mr. Trump is getting stronger reviews from the public on the economy, with 42% approving and 37% disapproving. It's prompted the White House to say this can overcome any of the president's political liabilities.
Well, that may be so. Look, a lot of Americans are invested in the stock market. They see the stock market going up. They say that this is good for them, and you can't argue with the fact that the stock market is going up, except for one small fact. The stock market is going up and can come down, and I think an awful lot of people know that sooner or later there's going to be a precipitous fall. We all know that it was sort of due for it. Now, the president is taking all of the controls off of the economy, the protections. He's against so many of them that the American people have demanded after the great 2008 mess that came to this country, where so many people got into so much trouble. So the market and the economy are different things. The economy basically is at a place where people can't find workers. And as a result of that, they don't know why it wouldn't be that workers aren't getting historically high amounts of money in a competitive place. They are not. So if you happen to be somebody who's struggling along and you were promised by the President of the United States that he was going to make it better for you, and it turns out that they're not, somebody's got to be hurt in all of this.
Well, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, Alan, and two of his Democratic colleagues have suggested that President Donald Trump should consider resigning after a run of sexual harassment scandals that has driven out some members of Congress. Nikki Haley, the United States ambassador, also says that they should be heard, his accusers.
It's all right with me. I happen to agree that he should resign for a lot of reasons. Nevertheless, it's not going to happen, and we know that. However, as the special counsel gets closer and closer and closer, you better believe there is going to be a sense of panic in the White House. If, in fact, the smoking gun comes up like Richard Nixon, I suspect you'll see a resignation. But before that happens, I am absolutely sure that there'll be a Hail Mary play like trying to fire the special counsel.